Proclamation number 6870, dated the July 12th, 1957. End time prophecies and admonitions. As yet the period of salvation is not concluded. A short period of time is still separating you humans from the final work of destruction on this earth. And all of you could still become blessed if only you would recognize and acknowledge me, myself, and Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, the spiritual state you are in when the end of this earth, or even the end of your earthly life, comes upon you depends on this. For the end you are granted will come suddenly and unexpectedly. And yet, no human being need be unprepared, for every person will still be told often enough what is in store for all of you. He just will not want to believe it. What is about to happen to you will ring in every person's ears again and again, for all coming worldly events are also indications and signs of a near end. And likewise all people will also hear my voice resound from above, for this event will not remain hidden from any person and can still be a last warning for everyone that the end can happen just as suddenly to them as it will happen to those who fall prey to the natural disaster. It will only be a little while longer, yet it will soon pass by. But then the end will come without fail, along with the judgment which will decide the fate of every single soul. If only you humans would just acquaint yourselves with this idea that you create your own future fate, and if only you would believe me that you can still attain your goal with ease, providing you still make use of the short time, providing you entrust yourselves to me and appeal for my guidance. But you don't listen to my warnings and admonitions, you remain indifferent, and you allow the disaster to confront you without protecting yourselves from it or averting it. For you do not believe. You don't believe my words, and I am unable to inform you of the coming events in any other way than through my word, in view of the fact that you must find the path to me of your own volition, and therefore you may not be given more obvious proof. And the wheel of time keeps turning relentlessly. Countless people will still be recalled by me, and this, too, should arouse people from their sluggish, routine life that is like a sleep from which they will be rudely awakened one day but then have no more time to prepare themselves for the end. The sleepers don't want to forego their rest and slowly slip into a sleep of death. For their souls can only look forward to death because they don't appreciate life enough in order to acquire eternal life for themselves. People distance themselves ever further from me, whom they should, after all, strive towards, and they think of their divine Redeemer even less. His act of salvation is totally ignored, and thus my adversary, who can only be overcome by the one in whom I embodied myself for the sake of sinful humankind, is in control of people. But without him the end will also be terrible for people, for they will be hopelessly at the mercy of their destiny. They will be unable to find redemption because they reject the Redeemer himself, because they don't take the path to me who alone can help them. Again and again I approach people in Jesus Christ. Again and again will people be told about his gospel. They will repeatedly be invited to profess Jesus Christ and to adopt his divine teaching of love, and the approaching end will also be repeatedly mentioned. But it will be left to them to profess him and to accept his blessings. But without Jesus Christ they will be unable to survive this end, and neither can they be admitted to the kingdom of light if they are called earlier without having found him. All the same, the end will come without fail. However, it would not have to be feared, it would not have to be dreadful, if faith in my word impelled people to diligently work at improving their soul. For then a person would establish the connection with me in Jesus Christ, and the blessings of the act of salvation would be utilized and assuredly also lead to maturity, so that he would not have to fear the end and the judgment. Amen.